God bless you, please, Mr. Madison. Heaven help these fools that legislate. Rights away, our rights away.
Indeed, heaven help the fools who legislate our rights away. And I want to give you a little sit rep on what I did the last week. On Sunday night, on very late Sunday night, no, on Monday night, I drove up to Phoenix, parked my car up there, and got on an airplane and flew to Philadelphia. Boy, the Philadelphia airport is labyrinthian and maze-like and it's just an interesting thing to navigate your way through. They have ambassadors there that have worked there for years that help guide you through the airport, you know, like Helga, the helpful hiker, to help you get you to your destination at Dallas-Fort Worth. And she says, oh, my goodness, it's in another county. But anyway, I call her. Hold on a second. I'll be with you in just a moment. And I went up and went to Albany, flew from Philadelphia to Albany later that day. Got in and got my feet on the ground a little bit, left my luggage at the hotel, and took off for the state capital at Albany. There was a fairly large crowd forming there, and eventually it got to be a little over 2,000, maybe 2,250 people or so. And they were largely Vietnam veterans, gun owners. There were quite a few young people there. Surprisingly enough, there were young people there. And they were all very peaceably assembled. They had some very very pointed signs about take it from my cold dead fingers and a lot of your standard rhetoric, but put on signs that were very forceful, I thought, for New York. And I thought it was surprising. There were a lot of wonderful people. Stuart Rhodes came from all the way from Arizona, the founder of Oath Keepers, made an interesting speech. One of the senior guys at Oath Keepers did a most fascinating thing. He said, I'll bet all of you here would like to be Oath Keepers. And he did a mass ceremony, a mass oath administering ceremony for everyone there. And everybody there raised their right hand and swore an oath to support, protect, and defend the Constitution. It was absolutely awesome. I gave a speech talking about using certain materials to, as I so eloquently put it, kick the legislators and the politinads. And make them feel the effect of what they've done. To the phones, caller, your first name, please.
Sheldon.
Hi, Sheldon. You're on the air. We have very limited time. Please make a quick point or question.
I think that people, you get to a point, we try to deal with liberal laws or pending liberal laws and how to counter those liberal laws, like trying to fend off Second Amendment rights, as they're doing in New York State, and as the blessed sheriff told us about. And by the way, I think we should get on and try to support him financially, send in donations, if there was a website or a phone number to do that. And in New York State, with Bloomberg, he got his ups on the chip by doing other things to strengthen his position of power as mayor, including forcing the same-sex marriage law in New York State.
Okay, well, that's going off the topic, Sheldon. I've got one more call I got to take.
Do you feel that there's a sequence of when you have more than attack on Second Amendment rights, you have other ultra-liberal laws being passed? How do we deal with those things?
We try to limit the power of government, and we especially try to limit them fiscally, and we have to hold their feet. We have to nail their foot to the floor in terms of fiscal ability to regulate us. I got one more call I got to take, so I'm going to go to that caller. Your first name, please.
Sean.
Hi, Sean. You're on the air.
Hey, Charles. That was a great interview with the sheriff. Thank you for that. But I kind of have to comment. The people have now actually been turned by the press. I don't like to say mainstream, but the press, they actually think liberal now, meaning statist, rather than liberal, like me and you think, which is liberal is actually okay. I don't have a problem with liberal, meaning...
No, Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson
exactly.
Was a liberal.
Tom,
right.
Yeah, Tom and John Locke would actually say, we want to be liberal. That
right.
Means keep your government off me. But you said something that's been on my mind this week. It's kind of weird. When you say who will watch the watchers, no one will watch the watchers.
That's right.
If you get involved right now, I believe if you say what you say loud enough and go and try and deem the ATF as violating federal law, first of all, they can't be held accountable because they're government. Second of all, if you start trying to get this done, I think they might deem you a terrorist, Charles.
Oh, I know they will. I'm already high on their list. We're real short on time, Sean, but I'll tell you that JPFO has a wonderful movie, a DVD called The Gang, and it documents the perfidy, the absolute putrid acts of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. I got to tell you right now, if an agent of ATF comes to you and says and wants help with anything, the best thing you can do is say, with the greatest of respect, I'm going to politely decline to converse with you. This is private property. Please, unless you have a warrant, please leave. That's the best thing you can do for them.
I think Mark, the lawyer guy, has it.
Right. All right. That's all the time we have. I will say that you're listening to Liberty Watch on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice. Stand by for America Armed and...